Good morning, Paul Gow.
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Only a couple of more sleeps, mate, and we're down there in Melbourne.
One more? No more. We're down
well,
there.
Well, no, when are you coming down? Tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, can't wait. Best betting day of the year.
Now, I've heard all about you down in Melbourne too, Gowie. I want you to be on your best behaviour.
Oh, I think that's untrue, Laurie.
TK leading you astray?
Oh, hold on.
Well, normally the case.
What happens on tour stays on tour.
I'm just trying to find out what I should do, who I should hang with.
Gowie.
Who's the leader? Who's the alpha male in the group?
You know what Slats used to say? Big game, early night.
Yep, well, that's me too. I followed Slats, so that was my issue.
Yeah, we all went right and you went left.
What's happening with Brent Rumford, mate?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. He won last year, the year before at the World Super Sixes in Perth and got his career back on track, and now his wrist has really been bothering him. So he's actually going to the great Shane Warne to help him with his wrist. His wrist problem. This is a true story, by the way. Seen him at the Dunhill Alfred Masters.
So say that again. So he's going to Warne for his wrist.
Yeah, he's going to help him issues. Out with getting his wrist correct so he can keep playing golf, because obviously you need your wrist in golf. And Warne's had some wrist problems in his time. And, he's going to help Brett Rumford back on track. It's been about 4 years that he's had these problems, and he ran into Warnie, and there you go. So
it's no G up, this is true.
Can help him in many ways.
Right.
Well, some would say there's less pressure on Warnie's wrist than most blokes, but anyway, that's another issue for another day. I can't imagine that. Brett Rumford's asking for wrist advice from Shane Warne.
Absolutely.
Now, mate, hey, we've got the Queensland Open kicking off today.
Yeah, everything's kicking off today. We've got the Queensland Open. This is sort of the start of the summer of golf. We've got the New South Wales Open after that, and then we've got the Australian Open. That's just around the corner, and we've actually got another one. If anyone in Sydney wants to go and watch these guys play, you've got the Australian Seniors PGA Championship.
Oh.
You've got Michael Long, Peter Senior, Peter Lonard, O'Malley, Roger Davis, and David McKenzie has just come off the third on the US.
Hey, Gowie, Craig Parry's playing in that too.
Craig Parry's playing it. There's a plethora of great players out at Richmond Golf Club in the Greater West. And
David Ecob's playing in it.
Well, that's huge. Yeah, the Oatlands member, the Oatlands golf pro himself is out there. There's a bunch of them, Dave Merriman. And it's actually great wandering around watching them.
That'd be good. If you're out there, you'll be able to walk the fairways with them. Most of them are pretty good. They'll have a chat with you. Don't annoy him, but there'll be some good golf too.
Yeah, you won't be able to fit in the fairway with Lonard. He's grown, his butt's grown that big. He's got to go up the fairway sideways these days just to fit on him.
That's harsh. That's harsh. But yeah, that's good. Richmond Golf Club.
Yeah, well, that's a
Royal Richmond Golf Club, by the way.
I've never played at Royal Richmond, TK.
Come on.
You've got to hit them straight there.
We used to play there before the trots. They used to have Tuesday trot meetings there.
What was the golf course I had a hit with you at?
It's more important than the golf report this morning, so can you two hurry up?
Yeah, was that Richmond that I played golf with you at? Or what course
Linwood,
was that?
But out that way, mate.
It's out that way somewhere, yep. Dimi Papadatos, what's happening with him?
Yeah, well pronounced too, by the way. Dimi, I like to bring these stories at the end of the year. Everybody's trying to save their cards and actually get a tour card to get a job the following week. And Dimi Papadatos this week is his last event on the Challenge Tour. That's the feeder tour to the European Tour. The top 15 get their card. He's been inside the top 15 with a win at the Portugal Open this year, but he's running 19th. He's got to have a top 10. So when you log on this week, fingers crossed for Dimi. He's a good kid, and that he actually gets his card.
Now we're going to call for a head-to-head with Gow if you want to win that $50 voucher, 13-53-53, really simple game. All you've got to do, your golfer for the weekend on the US Tour has to beat home Gowie's golfer for the weekend on the US Tour. So if you call now, you're in line. And I've got to say, Gowie's proving extremely hard to beat. Where are they this weekend, Gowie?
Yeah, the Shriners Open. My favourite tournament, it's Vegas. The Justin Timberlake hosted event, and we've got five Aussies this week. Rod Pampling's a 2017 champion there. He's going to have another dig and actually playing very well at the moment. So you never know around that golf course. But I like Patrick Rogers this week. This is really wide. This is the week for someone to beat me. I think he's in the 50s this week. So good luck.
All right, he's in the 50s. I'm just having trouble getting that market up, but we've got Richard on the line. G'day, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Patrick Rogers. So Gowie's gone really wide here, Richard, so you stand a big, big chance. Who do you like?
I like Dale Hostler, young fella.
Oh, Richard, I like him too. He's a very good player. I got to watch him a couple of times this year. I don't know when he's going to win, but it has to be soon because he can play. He's a talent, this kid.
He's $34, Gowie, and you rate him?
Oh, see, geez, I rate him. I think he can be a major champion one day, the Bo Hostler, without a doubt. I don't know when that will be, but he's just got all the traits to be a really good golfer.
Richard, are you a pro?
No, you're
okay.
Kidding.
Right. No, well, we've had they try and beat Gowie, that's it, the boys and the club. So good on you. You obviously know your golf, Richard, so we'll get in contact. Well, hopefully we get in contact with you Monday morning and you're a winner. Bo Hostler's $34 and Gowie Patrick Rogers is at $51.
No, $67.
$67.
Oh, that's a nice price. You only got to have a dollar on it. Now, if you go to the Turkish Airlines big event this week, Lee Ho Tong, I reckon he can dust up Rose, Fleetwood and Westwood.
Who was that again, mate?
Lee Ho Tong.
Lee Ho Tong.
Right, I reckon he's a nice bet on the European Tour. Turkish Masters is a Turkish Airlines event this week. A bunch of good players playing in that one. It's all funny money at this time of the season over there where they're paying appearance money and all that sort of stuff. But I tell you what, he's a nice player.
What about Best Aussie?
Oh, the Best Aussie the Shriners would be Cam Davis. So I think the Sydney Cider, Australian Open, former Australian, well, defending Australian Open champion, who will be back in 2 weeks, by the way. He's going to play next week in Mayakoba in Mexico and then make his way all the way back to defend the Australian Open, which is well done. A lot of the Australians do that when they're stuck over there trying to get a tour card, but he's making his trip back. So well done, Cam Davis.
Gowie, stay listening because we're about to chat with Adam Pengelly. Damien Oliver had an incident yesterday and then he was also out there watching the internationals at Werribee, so he'll give us a bit of a heads up.
Can't wait.
You're a good man, Gowie. Bo Hostler is the tip from our contestant taking on Patrick Rogers at $67 for Paul Gow.